Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The U.S. Coast Guard continues searching for the Emmy Rose, a Maine-based ground fishing boat. Four fishermen are missing after the boat sank 20 miles off the coast of Provincetown. For an update on the search, we are joined by Petty Officer Ryan Noel with the U.S. Coast Guard. Petty Officer, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Nice to meet you.
What is the latest on the search?
Currently, we are still searching for the four fishermen from the Emmy Rose. We have two assets out there actively searching. That is the Coast Guard cutter Vigorous and also an HC-144 Ocean Sentry out of Air Station Cape Cod.
So I know there's a lot we don't know. We don't want to speculate on what we don't know, but can you tell us what the Coast Guard has learned to this point about what happened to the Emmy Rose?
As of right now, we're still unsure as to what have happened. We just know that we're actively searching. And when we got the call yesterday morning at around 1:30 a.m., we got their EPIRB. It was an emergency position indicating radio beacon. We got the message, and we got assets out there on scene within an hour to check out what's going on. And we came upon debris and an empty life raft. And from there, we got additional assets to assist in the search.
And is this a small boat, a large boat?
The Emmy Rose is actually an 82-foot dragger. Its home port is out of Portland, Maine.
So we're deeply concerned about the missing fishermen. Our thoughts are with them. How often does the Coast Guard respond to these types of emergencies?
Well, this is actually the first big search we've gotten like this in some time. But regardless of whatever happens, the Coast Guard will always respond to any type of Mayday, emergency position indicating radio beacon or EPIRB, phone call, anything like that. We'll always be trained up and ready to respond.
When you refer to it as a big search, what does that mean to you? Is that the size and scope of the search or the import of the search? How should we think about that?
Well, as of just 11:30 this morning, we've actually been searching for about 36 hours here with a coverage of about approximately 1,500 square miles. We've had multiple assets in this search, such as, like I mentioned before, who is active, the Coast Guard cutter Vigorous, the Coast Guard cutter Key Largo, a couple 60s or helicopters from Air Station Cape Cod, as well as the HC-144 Ocean Sentry. And also, we even have Station Provincetown out there assisting. So we just try to get as many assets out there to assist, to help in the search as we can, looking for these four fishermen.
And what are your next steps?
Our next steps are just to continue searching. Just going to keep doing what we can to stay out there on the water and keep looking for these fishermen, hopefully bring them back home to their families.
Well, that is what we hope for, too. Petty Officer Ryan Noel of the U.S. Coast Guard, we are wishing you the best of luck with the search. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. You have a good day.
So as we continue to hope for the fishermen's rescue, let's check in with their community. Joining us now is Ben Martins, Executive Director of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association. Ben Martins, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, as I understand it, the Emmy Rose is not part of what's called your sector. It's part of the sustainable harvest sector of cooperative fishing vessels. The leader of that sector didn't want to comment while the search is ongoing. I appreciate you giving us your time. I understand Maine commercial fishing is a small community. So how's the community holding up today?
Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety within the community today. And, unfortunately, we've had to deal with these types of losses in the past. And so it always brings up raw emotions. It always has a lot of hope and fear for the families that are going through these types of crises. I think that there's a lot of fear, a lot of worry, and still some hope. Everybody's holding out hope still.
Commercial fishing is one of the most dangerous jobs in the U.S. It is striking that the Emmy Rose was out fishing to put food on people's plates, given that this is a week that is focused on feasting and gratitude. So how does the community support the fishermen's families right now and what they're going through?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the family and what they need and the space that they need. But, I think we all hope that they're getting the space that they need, they're getting the respect that they need, and that they're not alone. We lost our board chairman last January at sea, and it was just heartbreaking to watch the family go through the search and rescue process, but they really needed their friends and community there to support them, because there's more questions than answers. You just talk to the Coast Guard and they don't have a lot of answers right now, and a lot of times it's those questions of what happened, where they are in the search, and what comes next that just weigh heavily on a family, on a community, on an entire industry right now.
Ben, you just mentioned the painful loss of the chairman of your organization. That was Joe Nickerson. A member of his crew, Chris Pinkham, also died after the boat capsized back in January. What steps do we need to take to increase safety for commercial fishermen?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of different pieces to that equation. And first and foremost is, we have fishermen that they're fishing under dangerous circumstances. And a lot of times they're fishing at times when they're trying to get the best price for their fish. And that can be through bad weather. That can be through bad circumstances. And so I hope that everybody, when they are buying fish, when they are sourcing their fish, they're remembering that there's people out there that are doing that hard work to bring it home, and that it is a dangerous job. It's something that fishermen obviously love and care deeply about, but there's risks. And the price that we pay for our fish is not just what we pay for at the counter. And so I really hope that we all remember that, and that we're willing to pay a good price for the fish, so that we don't have to have people feel as though they're being forced to take unnecessary risks at times.
Ben, is there anything else you want us to know as we all continue to hope and pray for a successful rescue of the four fishermen from the Emmy Rose?
Yeah, I mean, I think the only other thing that we would love to just share for those within the fishing community is that, after we went through our tragic loss last year, it became pretty clear that the fishing community didn't have the support structure within it to always get those of us in the community, the fishermen, their families, the help that they need when it came to mental health. So we actually have a program that we set up last year that's funded, where if individuals are looking for counseling, if they're willing to take that step, we have funding available to pay for that. And so one of the reasons why I agreed to talk is we really want to share that opportunity with the fishing community. It doesn't have to be those that are directly connected to the boat. Everybody goes through these types of crises in their own heads when it happens. And so if somebody's struggling, we want them to know that there's a program out there, and they can go to our website to find details about how they can access those resources for the fishing community.
And that's Ben Martins, Executive Director of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association. Our thoughts are with your community, Ben. Thank you.
Thank you.